This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Lance Lucky. As you've been hearing, women's marches are taking place all over the U.S. and the world today to protest President Donald Trump. Two of the biggest marches were in Washington, D.C. and here in New York City. Here's what it sounds like on the streets of Midtown as marchers continue to make their way from the U.N. toward Trump Tower. And the rallying cry in Washington, just steps from the Capitol building, came from politicians, activists, and artists like New York's own Alicia Keys.
Feet on the ground, not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Washington and New York became sister cities in a sense today. Not only were New Yorkers speaking and singing in front of the Capitol building, but scores of New York City residents headed to Washington by the bus and train load. We had reporters in both locations today, WNYC's Sarah Barrett in Midtown Manhattan and WNYC's Yasmin Khan joining us by phone in Washington. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Sarah, let's start with you. What was the tone of the march here in New York?
It was jubilant. People were really inspired by how many people came out, and everybody was just feeling really hopeful today.
And Yasmin, did you find it pretty much the same scene in Washington?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Pete, there was a lot of positive energy, I think, is what I, how I would describe it. And, you know, it was so packed. There were so many people here. But it was, I think, the most polite demonstration I've ever seen and ever been to. There were a lot of, everyone was smiling, and there were a lot of, excuse me, pardon me, you know, oh, no problem.
Right.
So it was, everyone was ladylike and upbeat. They were definitely, you know, expressing their outrage, but they were smiling and I think just happy to be here.
Right. In contrast to some of the protests we saw yesterday on the streets of Washington, perhaps. Yasmin, we understand that after the rally on the Mall in Washington, the protesters were supposed to have a march, but they couldn't. Why was that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an official word, but I think that they couldn't have a formal march because just the march route was full of people already. And there was a, you know, this massive rally that started at 10 a.m. So the entire mall was full and the march route was full. But people kind of made their own march. You know, they decided to, some people broke off and marched toward the White House. But I think there was just this feeling, though, that people took to the streets, and that's sort of what was important to them.
Right. More of just a huge rally, I guess. And Sarah, how crowded did it actually get in Midtown?
It was packed. The 42nd Street was closed down by police, and it was supposed to be a route, you know, from UN all the way up to Trump Tower. But people were stuck shoulder to shoulder on 42nd Street for so long, and they couldn't go anywhere for hours, that they ended up breaching the barricades and just going north on 2nd Avenue, on 3rd Avenue, Madison, and 5th, so that they could get to the Trump Tower.
Right. Sarah, who did you meet today?
You know, I met a great group of really fun and wonderful women who are obstetrician gynecologists, and they were all out wearing their white coats and they had signs, and they were really worried about what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, especially with the news of President Trump signing something last night that they thought, you know, they didn't really know what it was going to be. But they were saying that we're worried about contraception and access to reproductive rights, and they were out trying to march for women rights specifically today.
Mm-hmm. And Yasmin, what did you hear from people about why they turned out?
Yeah, I mean, people had a lot of different reasons in a way. You know, there were people who wanted to support reproductive rights, keeping abortion, you know, legal and safe, immigrant rights, equal pay, that kind of thing. But the sort of general sentiment was that people are not okay with the Trump presidency, and they felt like they just wanted to stand up for marginalized groups. And then also, I heard from a lot of sort of older activists that were here today. I spoke to one woman who was 70 years old who said, I was out marching in the streets for, you know, legal and safe abortion 40 years ago. And I can't believe that I have to do this again. But I'm here because that's what has to be done.
Right. Any sense, Yaz, from the marchers today about where they go after today?
I think people definitely are taking this energy back with them. They have already been doing things like, you know, talking to their local representatives, writing letters, joining, you know, local groups. And today was a big it was almost like a big meeting. It was a big convening to say, this is what we need to do going forward. And people are taking that message now back to their communities.
Right. And Sarah, any sense from the people you talked to about what's next for them?
Definitely. People were saying that they wanted to keep marching, not just today. And a lot of people told me, you know, that they were going to get involved politically. One woman said that she'd never voted in a local election before. And, you know, she made it her goal to do that.
Right. Okay. WNYC reporter Sarah Barrett and Yasmeen Khan. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.